Ag Commissioner tours tornado devastation. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. After the storms of last week, Commissioner of Agriculture Ken Givens took a trip to Macon County yesterday to get a firsthand look at the damages wrought by the tornadoes.
Just utter devastation. I mean, in the area where the tornado hit, and if you were in any of these houses, you know, there's just no place to hide. And, you know, it's just a mile wide swath and about 20 or 21 miles long, and it's just total and utter devastation. These folks will be years.
Givens says that the damages to Macon County agriculture could take years to recover from, with timber stands, buildings, and livestock alike just gone. And what we have to do is get them some help, he says.
We wanted to figure out ways that we might be of help. We certainly will be working with Farm Service Agency through some of their emergency programs to at least let farmers know what those opportunities are for assistance. And we have our Ag Enhancement Program, and we'll be able to help. We just, you know, we're going to have to react and help in any way we can.
And Macon County's UT Extension leader, Steve Walker, says even though they're just beginning assessment of the damages, they're going to be extensive.
Now it's time to, I guess, concentrate on their farming infrastructure. And we're looking at various farms and the damage that's occurred on these farms. And we're going to see some really extensive damage. We've had, of course, livestock that's had to be sold, and we've had some loss of livestock. And fencing is a biggie. Barns, we're estimating that we've damaged or destroyed 350 barns. And then some farm homes and dwellings, shops, machinery. We're just trying to do some type of good assessment on what the damage is here in the county.
And Walker says cleanup has been a real team effort by local and state organizations and volunteers, but still a long road ahead for those affected by the tornado. Join us Monday on the TRN.